Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply never can say goodbye. Never can say goodbye. In our continuation of our series on rich rep, poor rep, we're going to examine another component of what separates the best from the rest, the magnificent from the mediocre. The question is posed all the time, what can I do to become even better than before? And I always say that one of the key components in becoming better than ever is your ability to say goodbye. Now, we all know that saying goodbye is very difficult. That's why funerals are so tough for many and why relationships linger longer than they should, because no one wants to say goodbye. Saying goodbye creates negative emotions and sometimes sadness and several things along those lines. In every aspect of the word, saying goodbye is a very difficult thing to do. To my old school listeners that have old souls like me, you may remember when Gladys Knight sang a song, "Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye." She typified the problems that most people have in saying goodbye. And then, of course, the Jackson 5 sang the song that said, "Never can say goodbye." Now, in business, saying goodbye is essential, meaning that if you don't say goodbye, then you can never achieve the greatness you desire. Only those who are willing to say goodbye are the ones that can excel. So there are three things that we must say goodbye to in order to win in business. And I call them the three B's. The first B is I must say goodbye to things that are behind me. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if it's in the past, leave it there. Whether it's good, bad, or ugly, learn to turn the page. Have you ever met someone that lives in the past? Let's say they had some successes with another organization, or they excelled in another company and they made this level or that level, and they consistently talk about it as opposed to focusing on where they are right now. Then you have the other group. That's the group that feels like or believes it has been victimized and it has been messed over and it's been done wrong. And that's a group that always talks about the pain of the past. Some talk about the pleasures of the past. Others talk about the pain of the past. Either way, it's important to put those things behind us, and only the top leaders that know how and the people who embrace the concept of saying goodbye to the things that are behind can win. So how do we do that? I always say there are three ways to say goodbye to the things that are behind you. You forget, you forgive, and you focus. You forget about it. Yes, it happened. It may have been great. It may have been good, but forget about it. When a sports team wins a championship, they have a celebration. They hang a banner up, and then a new season starts, and they've got to then focus on another opportunity to win again. You forget, you forgive, and you focus. Focus on the future, not on the present. Now, listen, I'm not great on social media, but I've got a lot of friends on Facebook that are. And for those that are great at posting the different quotes that we have, let's look at this one. You must look ahead to get ahead. That's one of my favorites. I always like to say, you must look ahead to get ahead. You'll never get ahead by looking backward. You can only get ahead by looking ahead. The other component that we have to say goodbye to, that next B, we must say goodbye to things that are beneath us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, beneath us. And I know it may sound a little arrogant to say this, but it's reality. There are things that are beneath you. There are conversations you don't need to participate in. There are people that we don't need to associate with. There are places we don't need to go. And we have to say goodbye to those things. And yes, my friends, our reunions are great and reconnecting is great, but there are some things, there are some people, there are some mindsets that are beneath you. There are some conversations that you just don't need to have. And if you're not careful, people will consistently pull you into the negativity, and that's beneath you with the vision and the focus that we've got. There is no way we can continue to rise higher and continue our quest if we're working on things that are beneath us. I always say you cannot cannot have a mountain view with a valley mind. It's impossible. When you're going to the mountaintop, then everything that's associated with valley is now beneath us, whether we like admit it or not. And it's hard to say goodbye to those conversations, those people, those places. However, that's a responsibility. And finally, my friends, we must say goodbye to things that are burden. Yes, bad habits, outdated commitments, everything keeping us from achieving our goals is classified as a burden. No matter how big, no matter how small, it can be a variety of things, but it keeps us from winning. I've got two beautiful basset hound puppies, and they demand a lot of attention. And if I'm not careful, I would discover that I'm spending a couple of hours a day just with them. Well, and a couple of hours is not bad, but 2 hours may turn into three, and then so forth and so on. So what I did, I put those puppies in daycare. I'm so thankful that they have a dog daycare for puppies. You can put them there all day, go pick them up when it's convenient for you. They'll wash them, they'll clean them, they'll play with them, they'll feed them, they'll do all of those things, and that relieves a burden from me. Yes, my friends, and I could, that's something, a small example, but imagine all of the wasted time that we embark upon in the course of a day doing things that we probably could outsource, taking on a mantle that we could probably delegate. I challenge you, my friends, let's put those things behind and say goodbye to the burdens. Whether it's a bad habit, say goodbye to it, and let's embrace a new one. I say, my friends, that that's the way we get ahead, is by the commitment to saying goodbye to the burdens, the things that are beneath us, and the things that are behind us. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, you'll love the online video soft skills courses offered by Success Training Institute. Contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.